All right. Yesterday we started the sugya of Maka Aviv, the imo of the iser to hit a parent, and we went through the Gemara, the basic sugya Masech Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet and Daf Pei Hei. We went through the basic shitos in Rishonim as to what the iser means. The Gemara gave us sort of conflicting reports of whether it's mutter to let's say do a medical treatment that would involve being Maka. So we had, because at first the Gemara said, yeah, v'haftu l'reicha kamocha Maka de Maka Behema, just like Maka Behema l'refuah is pater, so to Maka Adam should be okay if it's l'refuah. And then the Gemara told stories about Gedolei Amoraim that did not allow anyone to do their children to do medical procedures on them. So we had sort of these conflicting indications from the Gemara. So we went through three basic shitos in Rishonim, what the Rishonim have to say about it. The Rambam held that it's a chiluk between lechatchila and b'diavad. Lechatchila, the Rambam holds it's best for a son not to do this for a father, and that's why these Amoraim were makbid about it. But yeah, that it's really maker adin, it's mutter. That was the Shitas Ramam. The Rif and the Rush, however, both just quote the Shaila of the Gemara, Ben Maushe Yakaz Dam La'aviv, and then immediately skip ahead to the end where none of the Amoraim allowed their kids to do it. So it seems from the Rif and the Rush that it's mamish asr, that you're not allowed to have. And then we saw the Ramban. The Ramban was a little more complicated, but the Ramban writes that there's a difference whether you're doing it for refuah or you're doing it stam for maintenance. If you're doing it for refuah, then it's mutter. Even for a ben on a nav, because nitan reshus lerofei lerapos, the Torah allows a doctor to heal, and that's his job. So a child is allowed to be the doctor to heal, because otherwise, said we would have a question. If you have to worry about maybe he's going to be maka aviv, he's going to make a wound in his father, then you should have to worry about every single doctor. Every doctor might wound someone, or might hurt someone, or might kill someone. No, but since there's the mitzvah that he has to do to help, so that outweighs any other consideration. So that's what the Ramban understood, that the child can be the father's doctor, but not to bloodlet for the child when it's for the father when there's no refuah, when it's just about maintaining good health or making him feel good, but where it's not treating a specific illness. So after going through a number of the poskim that talk about this, so we mentioned yesterday, so how do we paskin the Shulchan Aruch? So we concluded yesterday with the Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that if a parent has, let's say, a thorn that's stuck and needs someone to a splinter or something, and needs someone to take out the splinter, or needs hakazas dam, the mechaber paskins, us paskins like the Rif and the Rush, child may not do any of these things. Af al pi shemechavim l'refuah, even if he's doing it for refuah, meaning against the Ramban, against the Rambam, just pashut, you can't do it. However, the Ramah adds, that's only b'shiyesham acher la'asos. That's only if there's someone else that can do it, then the child can't do it, because if there's someone else that can do it, let the someone else do it. Why should the child get involved? But if there's no one else that can do it, and the parent is in pain, or they're it's something they really want, then you can do the hakazas dam, you can cut out the splinter, you can do all these things as per the parent's request. And that is the Ramah paskening pashtus like the Shitas HaRambam. That lechatchila, if there's someone else available, let someone else do it. If there's no one else available, so then meikar adin, the child is really allowed to do it. That's the psak of the Ramah. So I think when dealing with the sugya, there are five issues that need to be dealt with. First of all, first issue is, how do we paskin? Meaning it seems like we have straight up Mechaber Ramah, that the Mechaber Paskin is like the Rif and the Rush, and the Ramah Paskin is like the Rambam. Does that mean that the Ramban is completely written out of the Halacha, and doesn't make a difference if it's for Refuah or not for Refuah? How much is the Ramah saying, is the Ramah arguing on the Mechaber really? Meaning is the Ramah saying, really, the Mechaber is right, it should be Asir? But v'shasat chak gadol, meaning he's saying when it's a major shasat chak, we're willing to rely on the Rambam, or is he saying that no, we paskin like the Rambam, and the Rambam is straight up the halacha that we should follow? Now pashtus is the second way, right? When the Ramah argues on the mechaber, he's telling you what he really believes. But the first issue is going to just be an issue of general halacha. What is the halacha in a child providing medical treatment for a parent? Second issue is going to be a phenomenal chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and subsequent discussion in Poskim about the Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has this Gevaldike Chiddush, where Minchas Chinuch says this whole hesitation of whether a child can or cannot provide medical attention to a parent, or medical treatment to a parent that will involve an injection or cutting or something like that, that's only if the parent doesn't want it. Sometimes, you know, a parent says, enough with the shots already, stop with the shots, I don't want it, but the parent needs it. So is a child allowed to do it? So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Can a child be makis dam if the parent says, I really don't want it, stop being makis dam for me, not interested? Is that, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that's the whole discussion, but if the parent says, I'm ochel, I want it, I want you to do this for me, then there's no discussion, it's 100% mutter. Now it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch didn't say a chilek whether the parent wants it or doesn't want it, but that's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and he thinks that this chiddush is the halacha, that if the parent wants it, that it's totally okay. So to what extent do we accept the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch? Where does that chiddush come from? Where did he get that from? It's quite a wild chiddush to say, to take a Gemara that doesn't mention anything about parent wanting, not wanting, and just say, yeah, that's only if the parent doesn't want. But if the parent wants, you could all be mochel. So that's an important issue. The third issue we're going to need to discuss is, what does the Ramah mean when the Ramah says, "Bamedvar mamurim b'shiyesham acher la'asos"? If you have someone else to do it, that's where we're going to say that it's aser. What do you mean, have someone else to do it? Someone else exists who knows how to bloodlet on this earth. Someone else on this earth exists. Someone else who lives in your town. Someone else who's readily available today. Someone else who does as good a job as you. What does it mean, there's someone else? There's always someone else. How exactly are we magdir? How do we define what's called someone else able to do it? Fourth issue we're going to have to talk about, and not necessarily in this order, you can tell me what order you want to go in, but the fourth issue we'll have to talk about is, what is the Ramban? What does Ramban mean? What's the Ramban talking about when he says that a rofe that is different for refuah, because otherwise a rofe would never be able to heal anybody? And does the Ramban at all impact the halacha? Being that the Mechaber and the Ramah both seem to be going against the Ramban, Beis Yosef makes a big deal out of that Ramban. In what way, if any, does the Ramban impact the halacha? And just to try to work a little bit harder on being mevayer exactly what the Ramban means. Now the fifth issue is really a fundamental issue, and that is, how, and it's what we alluded to yesterday already, how connected is this din of Maka Ava V'Imo to the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'in? This din that you chayv misa, when you hit a parent, when you strike a parent, when you wound a parent, only if you actually cause a wound, that one is chayv misa for wounding a parent, how connected is that to the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'in? For example, we just said in Rashi last week's parsha that a person is chayv b'kvod zekeno yoser mikvod aviv. Person has to honor his grandfather, I'm sorry, his father, yoser mikvod zekeno. Person has to honor his father more than he has to honor his grandfather. And the Marik writes in the Tshuva that we see from there that you are chayv to honor your grandfather also. There's a chayv of honor for a grandfather as well. So as part of Kibbut Ava'im, and the way many Achronim understand it, is that part of the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im is to honor the grandparents. Whether it's because the parent is also chayv in the honor of the grandparents, or whether it's because one of the greatest ways to honor your parents is to show respect to their parents, because it makes their parents very proud of them, that they raised a child who's so respectful of the grandparents. So there's certainly some element of Kibbut Ava'im in honoring grandparents. What about makah? What about if a person wounds a grandparent? Is that also chayv misa? Is that part of this iser of makah of the v'imo, to wound a grandparent as well? So again, that's going to relate how much of this mitzvah is a kibbut ava'im mitzvah. Or for example, there is a discussion. What if your parent is absolutely insane? The parent is crazy. And the only way to calm them down is the only way, what's good for them to actually deal with them, is to give them some sort of injection, or to Eliezer discuss the case where you have to tie them down or something like that, where it may cause some bruising. So is that permissible? To what extent does one, now by Kibbut Ava'im there are very clear parameters about crazy parents, parents who are out of their mind and how to deal with them. The Gemara tells stories about different Amoraim and how they handled those kinds of situations. So again, a lot of this is going to be about how connected this mitzvah is to Kibbut Ava'im. So those are the five issues. How do we paskin? dealing with the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. What does the Ramah mean that someone else is available? What is the Ramban talking about in general with a doctor? And what the connection is to the Mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim? Any preference which one to do, which issue to attack first? Nothing? It all sounds equally interesting or equally uninteresting. It's always equally interesting. It's Alex is not commenting. Okay, so the issue I guess we'll do first is let's see. Let's discuss this.
Is it also important to address whether or not, assuming it's us, I'll say it's us to do it directly. I think I'll say him directly, I think he tells to the doctor himself, he's making the choice for the doctor what to do for his father. Could that be considered?
What do you mean he's making the choice?
I'd say
to tell the doctor to perform a surgery instead of not performing the surgery? I don't think that's a problem. Right. I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. Maybe let's start with the Minchas Chinuch, the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Mem Ches, Oz Beis. First of all, he struggles with the issue we were talking about yesterday. How much of Makah Vimo is Kibbutz Aveim and how much of it is Maka Chavero, so that's going to be his introduction to his great Chiddush. So let's read it from the beginning. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rambam Perakei Melechos Mamrim. He says, let me give you a kitzer of what the halachos are. He says, the halach is, if a person hits another Jew, he hits a fellow Jew, it's a violation of Lo Yosef. How do we know in Israel to hit somebody? Because the Torah says that when you are a shliach beis, whose job it is to give malchus, you're not allowed to give any extra. You can't say, as you're getting into it, you can't say, this is so much fun, and just keep whipping. You're not allowed to do any extra. That's a violation of Lo Yosef. Now, Lo Yosef would be violated if you go over to somebody and punch him in the face. It's also Lo Yosef, because you're adding more than the hakos that you're allowed to do. So that's true whether you make a wound or you don't make a wound. Any hakah that's yesh b'shavapruta, a person does not get malchus on it, because once you hit him to a point where you wound him in a way that's going to be worth more than a shavapruta, you're going to have to pay. And there's a chiddush in the Torah that ain't lokin u'mishalmin. You never have to pay and get malchus. So since you have to pay, you're not going to get malchus. When it's not a shavapruta, when you hit him in a way that doesn't cause a shavapruta worth of damage, so then you do get malchus because you're not chayiv mamon, so you get malchus for that love. Good. That's what comes out from the Gemara in terms of hitting a regular person. What about father and mother? What about when you hit your father and mother? So when it comes to father and mother, he says, Gam kein adin kein. The halach would be very similar, that if you hit him in a way that doesn't wound him, that doesn't create a bruise or a cut or anything like that, pachs mi shavapruta, you get malchus. If it's more than a shavapruta, you pay. However, the chiddush by father and mother, what makes father and mother different than anybody else, is when you hit them and wound them. If you hit them and wound them, so then what? Then it's not going to be mammon, it's not going to be malchus. What's going to be the chiyuv? It's going to be a chiyuv misa, because that's a chayiv chenek. That's what we learned about yesterday. So even if the haka'a is shava pruta, where normally you'd pay, you don't pay over here. You're pater from tashlumin because of the concept of come lebi d'rabbi minei. You're chayiv misa. Once you're chayiv misa, you're not going to have to pay. You're not going to have to get malchus. So you're chayiv misa. Let's say you didn't get proper asra, still you're not going to have to pay because the halach is chayav misa shogigin are pata from tashlumin. So even if you did something that you're chayiv misa for, but you're not actually going to get the misa, you're still pater from the tashlumin. Fine, that's just the basic background to what the halachas are. Then says the Minchas Chinuch, on the bottom line of page 4 in Yomar Makomos, toward the end of the line, says Minchas Chinuch, v'nir lani yazdaiti, d'zeh shechiva hatorah bihika av ve'em, o b'chavero, that which the Torah says, when you hit your father or mother, or you hit your friend, hainu dafka below reshus. But if your father or mother says, come on, have at me. Give me I'm working on my six pack. Give me your best shot. Right? And that the father or mother says that, and then you go and you punch him because they want to show how it's going to hurt your hand or whatever, right? They want to show so or curse me. I'm feeling very very gaivadik. I want to be put down a little bit. So come on, curse me. Tell me something terrible about myself. Tell me how I should die or something. So then ain't over b'lav hazeh. It's not a violation of a law. If they ask you for it, it's not a violation of a law. And you're chayv malchus, you're not chayv misa, nothing. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Where does he get that from? So Minchas Chinuch goes on. Ram parakim il tzchov l'inyin mamon, im nosin l'rishus. Ram talks about in terms of money. If the guy says, here, break my, here's my phone, break it, smash it. And you smash it, do you owe the guy money? No, he told you to smash it, so you're allowed to smash it. So he doesn't know. Same over here. Linyin chiv malchus o misa, nir lani is daiti, pashut de'eno over ve'eno chayiv. He says, I think it's pashut that you don't violate anything. How does he know this? Again, he says, I get it from the Rambam in the 26th paragraph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, where he writes, afal pi sheyeshlo ledayon o lenasi limchol al kvodo, eino yochol limchol al kilolaso. A dayon, a nasi, can be mochel on their kavod, but they cannot be mochel on cursing them. This is a halacha that we have in a lot of places, where even when someone is allowed to be mochel on their kavod, a lot of times they're not allowed to be mochel on things that are worse than just not being mechabed them. For example, a parent. A parent can be mochel on their kavod, but a parent can't be mochel on their bizayon. If you can do something that's total bizayon to a parent, they can't be mochel. V'chein shara'am. Afal pisha mochel amakulal. And he says they can't be mochel on the klala, and the same is true of any person. Can't be mochel on cursing them. He says that it sounds from this Rambam that that's only if you already curse them and then they say, okay, no big deal, I don't mind so much that you cursed me. That's what it means that a mechila is not going to help in cursing another person. Meaning, you curse the person, now the person feels bad. They don't want you to have to go to Gehenna on their account. So they say, it's okay, I'm mochel. It's all right, you can curse me all you want. It's fine. Even though you're ready, but it's already done. So that, they can't be mochel. Aval betchila, shenosim rishus lekalel. But initially, if I give you rishus to curse me, ein kan avera klal. That is not an avera at all. V'chein kan gabe maka. And the same is true by hitting. V'sham yesh k'tzas avera d'mosi shem shemayim l'vatala. Kal v'chomer from cursing. By cursing, you're doing a little bit of an avera l'shemayim also. Because when you curse, you're being mosi shem shemayim. You're cursing using the shem Hashem. You're saying God should strike you down or something like that, using the shem Hashem. And even then, you're not going to be chayiv. So aval gabe maka ein kan avera klal lo b'chaver v'lo b'aveim. But when you're hitting someone and they ask you to hit them, there's no aver at all. It's totally mutter. If you're hitting them in response to their request to get hit, totally fine. Umadim vorkan b'shasti bayalinin lahakizdam. I, what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin that asks, can a child do akazdam? Can a child do bloodletting for a parent? Hainu shalom meiratzon aviv. That's the big chiddush. That whole discussion is only if the parent doesn't want it. And even then, when the parent doesn't want it, your pater, the Gemara concludes, kiven dehila refua, since it's for the sake of refua. And even those times that were careful, that didn't allow their children to take out their splinters and didn't allow their children to be makazdam, that was because they were afraid the child would dig a little too deep when he's cutting. And part of that chavala will be shalom beritzono. I want you to cut my skin just enough to take out the blood, or just enough to remove the splinter. I'm afraid that b'shogeg you can cut a little more than that, more than I want you to cut. Memela, it's not beratzon aviv, and then you're going to be chayiv. Avalim aviv mochel umitzavel akoso, nira de'inu chayiv klal. But if the father is mochel and wants you to hit him, so then you're not going to be chayiv at all. Says Minchas Chinuch, I have to admit, I haven't seen this written explicitly anywhere. Right? We saw the Beis Yosef, we saw the Rishonim, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, never said anything about this. Minchas Chinuch says, I didn't see this written anywhere. He says, but I think it's logical. I think if your father asks you to hit him, you're allowed to hit him. V'davka b'makam hechayim av lachar misa patelosh. Okay, fine. You can't have a chabura lachar misa. That we already mentioned. So that's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, question is, how compelling is this chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch? So, if you look, for example, in the Tzitz Eliezer, source number ten, Tzitz Eliezer quotes the Minchas Chinuch that he was mechadesh that by haka'a, if he gives rishos, then there's no chiyuv. And that the whole din of Akaza's dam that the Gemara talks about is only when the father doesn't want it. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, about 4 lines from the bottom, Vim kein lefi zeh, hara yeshno shapir panim azbiros la ra zol shel birka Yosef, to kol she'in sakana, mutal losis lo machal al pi pukudaso, uba kashoso, af al pi sheyaziko. He says, Sicilia deals with an interesting case. Parents has high cholesterol. And the parent, what's a bad food if you have high cholesterol? Cheese. Okay, parent says, oh, lasagna, I love lasagna. Can you get me a lasagna? You're like, Dad, you have high cholesterol. I really shouldn't do that. Please, I just really need a lasagna. Can you get me a lasagna? Are you allowed to do it? Are you allowed to buy a parent? Or, let's say, take a different case. Parent is a smoker. And you're flying to wherever, and the parent says, oh, duty free, go pick me up a carton of cigarettes in whatever, not a case, I don't know what they call it, whatever, a big thing of cigarettes from the duty free shop. I don't want to kill you. I'm giving you cigarettes, it's gonna kill you. Does the child, is the child permitted to listen to the parent? That's what Tzitz Eliezer deals with. So Tzitz Eliezer says, well, if you accept the Minchas Chinuch, when the Minchas Chinuch says that the chiyuv misa of wounding a parent, of actually punching a parent or cutting a parent or wounding a parent, is mutter if the parent asks for it, if the parent's interested in it. So he says, "Bimikolshke mehechshem tzavela kol shein lav hanah shel klum izeh." So think about it. What hanah does a parent get when you punch him? There's no hanah. But if he asks for it, you're allowed to do it. What hanah does he get from a cigarette? Plenty of hanah. What hanah does he get from lasagna? Plenty of hanah. So kal v'chomer, where he's actually getting hanah from it. Va'o nochel bizoyin mikach. V'kal v'chomer k'shem v'ak sh'meno machal ha'mazak lo sh'yesh lo mikach hanah as ha'chayach v'gam e'no nochel mizah shum bizyonos. So think about it. When the parent asks you to hit them, not only are they not getting any hanah, you're being mevaza them. And still it's mutter. So where they eat lasagna, it's not mevaza them. But they eat lasagna, they're getting lots of hanah from it. Kal v'chomer, it should be mutter. What would you think? You hear any tzad to say that that's a bad tushtel? It's a bad comparison?
I think it makes sense, but also that like you're not actually doing it, you're just supplying them with...
So one reason I would think that it doesn't make sense, I mean, you said I think it makes sense, and then you explained why it doesn't make sense. So
from that it makes sense. I think it makes sense in that, like, yeah, they're getting some benefit from this, but forgetting that, they're also not even real.
I mean, you're saying Kal v'chomer ben menosh, it should for sure be mutter of you. You don't even need this comparison to say that it's mutter. Yeah. Because they're the ones that are doing it. You're just giving it to them. They're the ones that are eating it. They're the ones that are smoking it. True. I hear that. But on the other side, I would have argued that maybe it's not such a good comparison. When the father asks you to hit him, he doesn't ask you to kill him. He doesn't ask you to do something that is likely going to kill him. He's just telling you to punch me in the stomach. He's not going to die when you punch him in the arm, whatever. He's not going to die when you punch him in the arm, when you punch him in the... It's going to sting a little bit, you know, depending how strong you are. So for whatever reason, he wants to suffer the bizayon of having you punch him and having it sting a little bit. But there's no chashash of pikuach nefesh. So that's what we're going to say, that even though it's a chiv misa, you're allowed to do it because he's mochel. But a chashash pikuach nefesh... He has high cholesterol, you give him lasagna, he's a smoker, and you give him cigarettes. So it's chash pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do that.
It's not going to make him drop dead by then.
So one could argue, it's pikuach nefesh begadol, but it's not pikuach nefesh, you know, like now. It's not like a direct, clear pikuach nefesh. It's just doing something that's fundamentally dangerous. And one could argue also, that where do you draw the line? You know, pass me a piece of cake for dessert. You know, if you have too much of that, you know, that you'll become obese, and then everything, once you suffer obesity, then everything goes out of whack, and your whole system, or whatever. I mean, you know, where are you going to draw the line? You're not allowed to have cake. You're allowed to have cake. You're allowed to have. You're allowed to, so where exactly would one draw the line? Okay, but that's an interesting piece that the Tzitz Eliezer draws from that Minchas Chinuch. The more thorough treatment of this Minchas Chinuch, though, I found in the Tshuvas of the Chalkas Yaakov. Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Breish, in on page 10 of your Mar Makomos. In Os Hey of this tshuva, he has a long tshuva on this topic in Chalkas Yaakov Yerodeh Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, and in Os Hey of that tshuva, he quotes the Minchas Chinuch. We don't have to read the whole thing again. He quotes the whole lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. Then in the fourth line of Os Hey, Vine Afki Ein Ze Sefer Psakim Mikol Makom Yadua De Rav Guvrei. He says Minchas Chinuch is not a halacha book. It's important to know that he wasn't writing halacha sefer. But you should know he's not stam the Minchas Chinuch. You know he's no slouch. He knows what he's talking about. And when he says something la halacha, we have to take it very seriously. Usvaroso kimat nafal kol din an al bebira. He says I just spent the last two pages. We didn't read any of it. But he says I just spent the last two pages discussing the background of this halacha and what's mutter, what's asur, and the beer, and this rishon and that rishon, and going through the Ramban and how the Ramban affects the halacha. Minchas Chinuch makes it all go away. Because as soon as the parent says it's okay, it's all mutter. So he says, the whole discussion, might as well take out our erase the whole discussion. The whole thing is nafal babira. The whole thing falls away. Deruba deruba ha'av mitzuva la'soso. Most of the cases where you're asked a shaila about this, see, if the father wasn't asking for it, it wouldn't be a shaila. The kinds of kids that hit their parents without the parent wanting it aren't the kinds of kids that ask the shaila. So, ruba deruba, the time that there's a shaila about this, it's where the father wants it. But according to Minchas Chinuch, it takes away the whole issue. But he says, I don't know. You have to look at the shiltos. Shiltos writes, Vada amin nafsha machal al kavodo machal. Hani mili kavodo, says the Shiltos Rav Chai Gaon. Father could be mochel and his kavod, yes. Aval haka also vikilalaso, lo. But on hitting the father, cursing a father, father cannot be mochel. As far as Minchas Chinuch, we have trouble with this. What does that mean? Im kvar hiko kilal, kimin shekvar chatev neschayiv, eina mechila moelas. If he already did it, So you already became chayiv, mechila wouldn't help anyone. According to the Minchas Chinuch, if he gave you rishus in advance, there's no aver at all. So what's the shiltos talking about? That there's a difference between kibud, where the father can be mochel, and hakol klal, where he can't. If it's after the fact, you already did it, father can't be mochel kibud either. Let's say I'm not mechavim my father, and he says, okay, I'm mochel. Too late. I already did the Avera. At the Shas Maisa, I did the Avera. So the Shiltos must be talking about where he's Mochel in advance, and that's where he can be Mochel on the Kavod, but he cannot be Mochel on the Makkah and the Mekala. Now, L'chora, one could say, now, wait a second. Minchas Chinuch, what kind of Sefer? What kind of Sefer is Minchas Chinuch? What does he write about? It's a Sefer on mitzvos. Sefer HaChinuch wrote a collection of all the 613 mitzvahs. Minchas Chinuch explains each mitzvah. Which mitzvah is the Minchas Chinuch talking about over here? He's working on the mitzvah of the lo sasei, not to hit a father. And Minchas Chinuch says, you should know, if he's mochel, you didn't violate the lo sasei of not hitting a father. The She'iltos is not talking about the lo sasei of hitting a father. She'iltos is talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And the Isra to be Mavaza parent. So the Shiltos says, if the father is Mochel, you're still not allowed to be Mavaza him. You're still not allowed to do something that's going to be total humiliation. You could not be Mechabed him, but you're not allowed to humiliate him. Maybe one could argue, Minchas Chinuch is saying it's not a violation of Makkah of Avi'ima when the parent is Mochel. But it's still a violation of Bizayin of the parent. Now, clearly, that's not what the Minchas Chinuch means himself. Meaning, Minchas Chinuch himself seems to be saying that the whole discussion of whether it's mutter, meaning really la halacha mutter, is only if the father's not mochel. Once the father's mochel, it's mamish mutter. But one could have argued conceptually that maybe the Minchas Chinuch is right vis-a-vis the din of being maka of avi ima. That you don't violate that chiyuv misa of maka of ima when the parent says, okay, I want you to do it. But there's still going to be a din of bizayon that you will be violating, even if the parent says to do it. Because if you think about it, if a parent's not allowed to be mochel the bizayon, how could they be mochel the bizayon of smacking them, of punching them, of cutting them? That's bizayonis also. If they can't be mochel other bizayonis, how could they be mochel that bizayon? So it could be that midin kibud aveim, you'd still be chay. Which makes it that this whole halacha, as much as Chalkas Yaakov said, if we accept them in Chas Chinuch, the whole halacha is nafal bebira, the whole thing falls away. Maybe not so fast. Maybe it doesn't fall away so quickly. Then, a little bit later on, in Os Zayin, on page 11, Chalkas Yaakov says as follows. Fionias daiti nire, lomar. Al piach akira dagon rav Yosef Engel begulyone ashasi vamazva. So Rav Yosef Engel has the following discussion. When a parent tells you, do an isra for me. Parent says, I want you to go and violate an avera. I once had a shayla. I was on the way to give a shir, an interesting shaylas that I get sometimes. It's a fun shir to give. And on the way to the shir, someone calls me up with an interesting shayla. I'm like, perfect. So someone called me up. I think I told you about this once. There was an NCSY event in a Starbucks. That they were having some public school kids, right? You know, yeshiva kids together in lunch and learn or something, whatever, in the Starbucks. And one of the public school kids, who's from, is becoming religious, becoming observant, and is shomer, kashrus, and everything else. Parent calls him up, you know, says, "Oh, you're in Starbucks? Pick me up this pastry, or a certain pastry that they have in Starbucks, or a sandwich or whatever, something that's clearly not kosher." In Starbucks, the coffee, you know, is kosher, and some of the other drinks are kosher, but certainly not everything. You know, the pastries, the sandwiches are certainly not kosher. So, can you listen to the parents? Can you go and get them the non-kosher food that they asked for? What do you say? So, strictly speaking, if a parent asks you to violate an avera, for you, not only if they ask for an avera, that's a more complicated case. Let's say a more simple case. The parent says, I want you to eat that pastry. It gives me great hana'ah to know that you are getting the hana'ah of eating the ham sandwich with the cheese that they serve in the Starbucks. So do you listen to them? Oh, parent wants it? No, you definitely don't listen to them. So Rav Yosef Engel has the following discussion. That which we say that when a parent asks you to do an isser, that the mitzvah of kibud aveim doesn't have the ability to be docha the isser. What does that mean? Is it that there is a mitzvah of kibud aveim, but the isser is bigger than the mitzvah? Meaning the mitzvah of kibud aveim applies, but the isser of eating the ham sandwich is a bigger avera than the mitzvah is. Or do we say, no, in these circumstances, the mitzvah of kibud aveim doesn't apply at all. There is no mitzvah of kibud aveim to do this. The mitzvah of kibud aveim is to do things that are permissible that your parents want. Things that are forbidden that your parents want aren't even begeder kibud aveim. Essentially what he's asking is the fact that kibud aveim doesn't apply when you're being asked to do an isser, is that hutra or dechuya? Do you say that kibud aveim is hutra, it just doesn't apply at all over here? Or that it's dechuya? No, it still applies, but you just can't practically do it. L'may nafkamina. So he says, nafkamina l'noder al das rabim, where he asks you to violate something that you took a neder not to do. Something that's your personal isser. I have a friend that I haven't spoken to him in years, but I guess with women, if they haven't spoken in years, they're not friends anymore. But, you know, with guys, you could not talk for decades and you're still friends. So I have a friend who had a lot of trouble losing weight. He had a big yetzer hara for all sorts of foods that were fattening and caused him, and he really, his doctor told him, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous way to live. You need to lose weight. So but he's a very firm guy. He would never eat something that's not kosher. So he decided he was going to take a neder on cake, that he's not going to be allowed to eat cake. Now it becomes chazer treif to him. It becomes absolutely not kosher to him. So he would never violate kashrus. So he didn't eat cake for months because he took a neder that he wasn't going to eat cake for 6 months. So he wouldn't touch it for 6 months because he wouldn't violate him. This is daraisa. Let's say you take a neder, you're not going to eat any cake. and you're in a bakery, and your mother looks at you, your mother says, "No, you know, I want my son to look zafti. I want you to look, you know, you should look healthy and big cheeked and whatever. I don't like that you're getting so skinny. No, not so good. You have to eat this cake. Eat this cake." So for you, it's an issur, but it's not an avera for the larger world. Is there a mitzvah of kibud aveim? If you say there's a mitzvah of kibud aveim in general by an issur, it's just that the kibud aveim is not docha, the issur that's more severe. So it's not going to be it's not docha the issur the neder. So then a chacham should be matir because it's a hatara l'dvar mitzvah. If you can get a chacham to be matir, you should. A chacham can be matir neder al das rabin if it's l'shem mitzvah, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Now this is for the sake of a mitzvah because there is an existing mitzvah. It's just that the isser is bigger than the mitzvah. But if you can make the isser go away, like an isser neder, so you should make the isser go away, and that's called for the sake of a mitzvah, because the neder al das rabin has hatara for dvar mitzvah, as opposed to if there's no mitzvah at all. It's just that there's no mitzvah when a parent tells you to do something that's aser, so then it's not called for a dvar mitzvah. It's not going to be called being matir for a dvar mitzvah. So says that's an interesting nafkamina, because one could have argued that it's still called for a dvar mitzvah. Why? Because right now I don't have any mitzvah of listening to my parents, but if you were to get rid of this neder, then it would become a mitzvah. Right? If you get rid of my neder not to eat cake, then it would become a mitzvah to eat the cake. Because then I have nothing, you know, it's just straight a mitzvah of kibud aveim. One could argue that it's not a mitzvah of kibud aveim to eat cake when your parents tell you to eat cake. Why would you argue that? What's the definition of kibud aveim? Even without any neder. Let's say your parent says, "I want you to eat this food." You know, your mother makes a vegetable soup or something, something healthy, good, wonderful, you have no nedarim, nothing. You're just not in the mood for vegetable soup. He says, "I really want you to eat that vegetable soup." She's staring at you. So one could argue that there's no mitzvah of kibud aveim to eat such a soup. Why? How would you make such an argument? What? So what? I don't get any enough from doing their shopping either. But I have to do that. I don't get any enough from feeding them and dressing them and doing all the things that the Gemara says are kibud aveim. But I have to do it.
Yeah, what's the difference? Those things give them actually...
Oh, they won't get any hanah. Meaning when I'm doing something that actually services them, I'm giving them food, I'm giving them clothing, I'm doing their shopping, I'm doing something that actually should make a difference in their lives. Maybe that's what it's so good. My mother says to me, "I don't like you're always wearing white shirts. I want you to wear a red shirt today." Is that called pleasure? She has stama mishigas in red that I should wear a red shirt. Why does that give her any pleasure? Right, you can't ask whether why it gives her pleasure. I once had a shayla, a guy, his mother was dying. His mother was very, very ill. She was dying. And this guy came from a very yeshivish family, and the family was very, very strong yeshivish family. And he, you know, went off for a while. He wasn't from. Then he finally settled back in being from modern Orthodox. Good modern Orthodox guy, solid guy. Learns and davens and whatever. But he doesn't wear a black hat. He doesn't wear, you know, he wears jeans, you know. Good solid modern Orthodox guy. And his mother said on her deathbed, "When you say Kaddish for me, I want you to wear a hat." That was her dying request. To him, not wearing a hat wasn't just something he happened to not wear a hat. He really did it. Like, it had really bad, gave him really bad vibes. It had brought back bad memories of his childhood and being forced to do things and not being understood and, you know, all sorts of things. Does he have to wear the hat? That was a crazy one, right? It's like, it's not just Stam, a mother, it's someone on her deathbed, so it makes you feel a little more guilty. It's like Jewish guilt to the nth degree. She had perfected the art of being a Jewish mother. So, right. All right, but, so, okay, but anyway, Rav Ezra Engel apparently is assuming that there is kibud aveim in this. That if a parent says, "I want you to eat that," you took another not to eat chocolate cake, the mother says, "I want to see you eat that chocolate cake." I have this issue. I lost some weight a couple of years ago, and it bothers my mother that I look so skinny. It bothers her. She says, "You look too skinny." for people who didn't know me before, I don't look too skinny. But if you're used to seeing a certain picture, now you see, so you look too skinny. So I knew, like, the whole Hanukkah, like, when we go to my parents' Hanukkah party, that's where I'm going to have to just stuff myself with sufkat yod and latkes and all sorts of, and I'm going to feel like, at the end. But, you know, that's what you have to do. But do I? Okay, but let's assume that you have to do. So if you take a neder, I didn't have any other sifkan yod on Hanukkah, just my mother. So if you take it, she put a lot of time into it. She researched every sifkan yod in the neighborhood, every store, who has the best ones, and, you know, whatever. It was pretty good. Delicious dishes. Nice, greasy, really, very. Okay, so if you...
Sorry, listen to the recording.
They're fleishigs, though. The guy, there's no actual meat in them, but, you know, there's no way anything is separated in that kitchen. Everything is just deep fried in the same. So if Yosef Engel says, so if you have a neder that you're not going to have chocolate cake, nafkamina in this chakirav, why kibbut avim doesn't apply when it comes to violating surim, is going to be exactly this case. Is this called for a dvar mitzvah? Now the Rambam writes, if a father is a rosh and a bal avera, you still have to honor him. However, He says, "Ayn shem b'mforshim derakli nilchayvo alakasu v'kelas binat sheyasa tshuva chenivsu b'mchabrisim reishman." But it's not really a din of kibbut; it's a din not allowed to be mevazehin. Now, says the Chalkas Yaakov, if your father asks you to do an avera, forget about this whole chakira of Rav Yosef Engel. Is it that there's no din of kavod, or there still is a din of kavod, or whatever? There shouldn't be any din of kavod, because doesn't that mean your father's a rasha? If your father asks you to do an avera? Right?
Isn't that a mitzvah above avera? In every case? When you do avera, you're doing avera for them. Is that a mitzvah above avera?
Even leaving that out, even forgetting the exact parameters of Mitzvah Baba Avera, which it probably won't fit anyway, but he says he's a Rasha. He's asking you to do something that's an Avera. Minayin lomar d'mishum dein docha kvar ein mitzvah mishum ein ol samaisa amcha. He says, how would you know that it's because that the Kibbut Avim is not docha? Just say he's not ol samaisa amcha, he's a Rasha. Ella adam gadol k'shomer davar ein maznichin oso. However, he says, but if Rav Yosef Engel said that this is the way it works, then it has to be that this is the way it works. So he says, emes t'lavi mitzvah v'lo mitame. Rak mishum dekiven degilu lanu atorah shabsosay tishmaru dekulcham chayavim bekvodi, ein shum mitzvah dekibu legabe avera, v'chein le'inyon im eim v'av b'kidushin l'amiral v'tekibur av kodem le'eim, sh'ata v'imcha chayavim bekvod av, v'sham na mitam zeh. He says, we are noted to say that the way it works is that there is no chiyuv at all of kibra ve'eim in this case, when they're asking you to do an avera. Not that there still is a mitzvah, but that the mitzvah is being nidcha, but that there's no mitzvah at all. And therefore it would turn out, by the case of the neder, it would not be a hatara for l'shem mitzvah. So says Rav Breish, according to the svar of the Minchas Chinuch, that if father is mochel on the kavod, the kavod is mochel, even for haka'a. So he says you can come up with a case where the father asks you to do something where it would normally be an avera, and he's mochel, and you'd be mechuyev to be mekayim it. He says as follows: Av shemochel al kavodu mochel af li yakam mimela. Let's say the father asks you to make an injury on him for the sake of refuah. So it's not an avera at all, because he's mochal according to the Minchas Chinuch. Mimela, what will you have? You'll now have a mitzvah. And now you'll have an obligation to do it. So he says it will turn out. It will turn out a great chiddush according to the Minchas Chinuch. What did the Ramah say? You're allowed to do the therapy on the parent if there's nobody else available. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it would turn out, even if somebody else is available, you should have a chiyuv to do it and not let the other person do it. Why? Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, when the parent is mochel, the whole thing goes away. The whole avera goes away. Mimela, it's back to being a mitzvah of kibud aveim. If it's a mitzvah of kibud aveim, right, to do what the parent wants, so then you have an obligation to do it. Meaning, we're thinking of this: is this a bizayon? Is this a violation of makah of vimo, or is it not? That's not the question. If the parent is asking for it, the question is it a violation of makah of vimo, or is it a mitzvah of kavod aveim? And if it's a mitzvah of kibud, then you should have a chiyuv to do it. So if we take the Minchas Chinuch to its logical conclusion, it's against the Ramah. Ramah says when there's another option, you have to go with the other option. It's against the Rishonim. The Rambam says if there's another option, you have to go with the other option. But no, if it didn't cover them, it should be it didn't covered. All right, so a little bit of what he has to say about the Minchas Chinuch. He has more to say about the Minchas Chinuch. We're going to stop there. I want to finish up tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last day on this packet. We'll talk about next week what days were available. Thursday, we're not going to have a shiur. Maybe tomorrow.